This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. A diverse crowd gathered Saturday near the U.S. state of Georgia's capital to demand justice for the victims of recent shootings at massage spas and to denounce racism, xenophobia, and misogyny. Hundreds of people of all ages and varied racial and ethnic backgrounds gathered in Liberty Plaza in the city of Atlanta and in similar rallies across the country, waving signs and chanting slogans. In the city of Atlanta, they cheered U.S. Senators Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff and the Georgia State Representative Bi Nguyen, the first Vietnamese American to serve in the Georgia House. Several Myanmar police officers who fled to India after defying army orders to shoot opponents of last month's coup are urging Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government to not repatriate them and allow them political asylum on humanitarian grounds. Indian villagers in Mizoram state have given shelter to 34 police personnel and one firefighter. Estimates say hundreds from Myanmar have entered India, but officials haven't disclosed any official figures. Myanmar wants India to return the police officers. India's Home Ministry has told four of its border states to prevent refugees from entering India except on humanitarian grounds. Dozens of pro-democracy protesters and police officers were injured Sunday in Thailand. The injuries happened when Thai police officers used tear gas, rubber bullets, and water cannons to disperse a crowd gathered near the Grand Palace in the capital, Bangkok. You can read this full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Taliban claim they, not the U.S., originated the pending proposal for a three-month reduction in violence. Taliban officials told VOA Saturday this was to create a conducive atmosphere for intra-Afghan peace negotiations. Taliban spokesman Mohammad Naeem said the Taliban has floated a plan under which all related sides will reduce violence. He added that it is not a ceasefire. Another Taliban official said the proposal has been under discussion between the United States and the Taliban in Qatar for a while. The idea first came to light earlier this month in a letter from U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken to Afghan President Ashraf Ghani. The letter was leaked to the media. Blinken said in it the proposal for a reduction in violence was intended to prevent a spring offensive by the Taliban and to coincide with diplomatic efforts. Polls opened in Congo Republic on Sunday with President Denis Sassou Nguesso widely expected to win. That would extend his 36-year rule despite an economic crisis in the Central African oil producer. With Sassou's grip on power firm, diplomats and analysts doubt any of his six opponents will unseat him. The president's main rival, former government minister Guy Brice Parfait-Colelas, was in the hospital with COVID-19 and could be evacuated to France on Sunday. That's according to Colelas' campaign director, which Radio France Internationale reported. Even so, the government appeared to be leaving nothing to chance. There was an internet blackout across the country on Sunday, according to internet monitor NetBlox. Police in central Germany have used water cannons, pepper spray, and batons against people trying to break through barriers during a protest against coronavirus restrictions. Protests against the government measures to rein in the pandemic were also reported in Britain, Austria, Finland, Romania, and Switzerland Saturday. German news agency DPA says more than 20,000 people participated in the protest in the central German city of Kassel, and most didn't comply with infection control protocols, such as wearing face masks. The news agency reported that some protesters attacked several journalists. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Sunday that the government had to reimpose some restrictions as COVID-19 cases are accelerating. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.